Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is our weekly call-in show, Who's There, where we accept your questions, comments, and concerns at 619-WHO-THEM.
Criticisms.
Criticisms, Boston-related complaints.
Always.
Talk about a Boston Tea Party, am I right?
What? Oh, like we're...
Like all the collection of calls about you getting Boston stuff wrong is Boston tea, but it's a party.
Am I the tea or are they the tea? Who's the tea?
I think the tea is what is the content of the call.
They're dumping the tea and I'm England?
You're the subject of the tea.
Oh, I'm getting dumped? This is a bad...
How this metaphor works.
I was trying to break it down for you, but it seems like you really were not.
I don't really think I know how the metaphor works. Yeah. So this is something that was in the body of the doc today. And then, wait, hold on. I have to get this quote right. Lindsay commented on it. Not as good as the rest. So I'm just going to talk about it up top.
No.
Because I think it's really funny. Someone called about Jessie Ware having a cookbook. Because I was recently thinking, what happened to Jessie Ware? Where's her music? I miss her music. She's so good. And
she
then it's like, oh, she's been writing a cookbook.
She has new music. But she has new music too.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Well, she's also a Renaissance woman now because she wrote a cookbook called Table Manners. And it's with her and her mom. And the
only
the
you would
notes...
be like, where's this artist whose music I like, Jessie Ware? Look up what she's doing. It's a cookbook. And you're pleasantly surprised. You're like, oh, delightful. Me, I'd be like, do the music.
It's British food, and it has a dialogue on the, like, Random House website. It says, Mom, guess what? And then she says, what, Jessie? We've written a cookbook. I know, darling. Do you think anyone will want to buy it? Well, it's the recipes we've made our guests, the really good ones, like the sausage and bean casserole we made Ed Sheeran, the drunken crouton and kale salad we made Yotam Ottolenghi, and the two blackberry and custard tarts we served Nigella. And then the mom says, you ate a whole one before she arrived, darling. And then Jessie says, it's a bloody good recipe, Mom. I don't know. Sam Smith liked it. He said it encapsulates humor, kindness, bucket loads of love, and most importantly, good food. I'm so happy to have the Ware family in my life and in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Do you have nothing to say about Table Manners?
Well, I just like, I like Jessie Ware's music, but I know Jessie Ware has a podcast too. But I really just, I'm not going to buy Jessie Ware's cookbook because I like her music. And I think that that's the... big divide here. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, famous people can get away with a lot of stuff. I just don't know if Jessie Ware can get away with selling a cookbook with her mom.
I don't know how big she is in the UK. I don't know how this will do, but it's a good cover. It's a good title.
You're literally like, as you would buy it because you like food and you have you're looking at the aesthetic, but like, I am like thinking about would I buy a Jessie Ware cookbook, and the answer is I don't really think so.
But that's not a no.
No, that's pretty much a
but
no.
That's not
pretty
a
much
no.
a no. I own like 4 cookbooks, you know.
I don't
like...
think so. What else is happening?
I can't believe you just
what
made me talk about
week?
That, even though I put on the doc, this is boring and no one cares.
Hey, look, we're not even 4 minutes in.
Yeah, well, I hope I should have said skip this if you don't want something that's boring and you don't care about. Like Netflix skip intro.
What else is going on? What else did we do?
Nothing. All we're doing is preparing for the show. And yesterday we were just,
these shows
in Jersey. The only one that's not sold out is a show in Jersey. So if you're still like, oh, I'm in New York and I want to see Lindsay and Bobby tonight. Oh my God. Tonight. You can buy tickets to our show in Jersey probably.
Probably. It probably isn't sold out.
Promises.
Not that it's selling poorly. It's selling well. It's just not a sellout show.
No, I just...
Not every show can be a sellout show.
You know, you're listening and you're
quit judging us. It's okay that we didn't sell out Jersey
you're
City.
Like, I actually don't have anything to do tonight. I should just go to the show. The answer is you should just go to the show.
Maybe people are seeing The Irishman instead. They're like, you know, I have tickets to see this 3-hour movie. I can't go to New Jersey and see Lindsay and Bobby.
Well, here's one thing. Our show will not be 3 hours. It will not be boring. And if Anna Paquin was in it, she'd have more than one line.
6 words.
What are the 6 words?
It's like, why? I feel like this might technically be a spoiler, but I think I looked it up. The line. It's
not.
Like, it's why? Why haven't you called her? Everyone's like, she's amazing. She's silent the whole movie. She's amazing as a silent person. Like, okay. Literally,
a friend of ours
who is a listener of the podcast and will probably hear me say this told me literally, seriously, silence is her character.
No,
I was like,
sorry.
Whoa.
No, I'm sorry. No.
That's so rude to Anna Paquin.
I'm sorry. When I don't let a woman speak, I'm like, silence is her character.
Martin Scorsese's like, you don't understand. You don't understand. Silence is her character. And she's like, silence is my character. Wait, she's not Southern. That's True Blood. She's. What is she? She's New Zealander.
No.
She's a New Zealander.
No, she's not.
That's the piano. God, I'm so confused. I don't know which ones of her accents are real.
No, she's just American.
Is she?
Yes. Yes.
She's not American.
Yes,
she's
she is.
From New Zealand.
No, she's not.
She's a New Zealand actress who was born in Canada.
I don't believe any of that. That is not true.
She has citizenship in New Zealand. And I knew because of the piano, it's just set in New Zealand.
No, I'm sorry. She does not. What's her real voice sound like? I don't believe it. She's not New Zealand.
No. She was born in Canada.
No.
But she was brought up in New Zealand.
No, sorry.
And then she moved to LA.
No.
At some point after the piano.
No.
The piano.
I'm going to need to hear her real voice. And I don't think it's New Zealand. I mean, you're telling me now I have to categorize her in my head with like Lord of the Rings and Lord and Anna Paquin. Get out of here.
Well, Robin basically has really badly behaved, very high profile clients that make lots of mistakes that it's her job to cover up.
She sounds
American. She sounds North American.
Yeah, she sounds Canadian. Okay, good. That's why I thought she was American. I was like, I've heard her speak and she does not have that New Zealand accent.
It's easy to forget about Anna Paquin. So I always forget.
Remember
about
when
her
I
voice.
Thought that Evan Rachel Wood was her for like the entire time that I was watching Heavy Bear? Anyway,
I do think that her most iconic accent is as what's her name in True Blood, though.
No,
that
you
horrible
just,
Southern accent.
That's
she
because
did.
You just like you Awful. Love hate True Blood.
Oh, I love True Blood. Oh
She's
my
like,
god, I kind of want to rewatch True Blood. I want to rewatch the first season of True Blood because the first season is amazing and the rest of it's trash.
I bet it's so bad.
Well, did Hoyt tell you that Matt came after me with a knife?
Fucker. What are you doing messing with him anyway?
Well, did you know that in addition to dealing drugs, that the rats also happen to be vampire drainers?
Let's start with comments. We start with comments and then we do questions and then we play games of who are them sometimes if we have the time, because sometimes we go long. You know, we go long. That's why I put the cut segments on our Patreon, patreon.com/whoweekly, if you want the cut segments and also bonus segments and a lot of banter and a weekly newsletter. Here we go. The first call.
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. I had to pause the episode to let you know that I screamed when I heard Lindsay went to the premiere of Once when she studied abroad. Because I went to the premiere of Argo the world premiere of Argo when I studied abroad in London. Some random guy on the street was like, "I've got an extra ticket. Do you want to go?" And I was like, yeah, that sounds good." That's got to be a Zemi study abroad experience, right? All right, love you guys. Crunch, crunch.
We get so many calls, like hundreds of calls a week. And a lot of those calls are people saying like, "Hey, it's me again. You never play my calls, but I'm going to call again anyway." It's funny thinking about people whose calls have never been played. And then we're like, "Ooh, this call about someone seeing Argo in college is definitely the one we're going to feature today."
If you think you know, you have no idea is what we're saying. It's like you think you've listened to 400 episodes almost. And you're like, "I know what they like. I know what they want to hear." But you know what? You'll never know because we love this call about going to see the premiere of Argo by accident. I love it.
And it contains a Bobby-level British accent, a story Lindsay can relate to.
Yes.
And
Argo. And a movie that we all forgot about.
Yes. Lindsay, Can you name, here's pop quiz.
What?
Argo won, you're not going to get this right. I wouldn't get this right.
No.
Argo won 3 Oscars. Can you remember, number one, what year was Argo released?
No.
And number two, which 3 Oscars did Argo win?
Asking me what year something happened is my worst skill. You know that. Like, I have no, I only can judge my life and like when 9/11 happened and when I graduated from college. Like, I just don't have benchmarks. I have no memory. So I'm going to say Argo came out in 2005.
Okay. Try a little harder.
No, I don't.
Is that an earnest? That's a real answer.
2011.
Okay, you're closer. It came out in 2012.
I would never know that. I have no idea. What was the rest? Hey,
which 3 Oscars did Argo win?
Best Picture.
That's true that you got that.
Best Affleck. comma Ben.
He didn't even get nominated for Best Director, which was a big to-do.
I remember that. Kind of.
He didn't even get nominated for Best Actor.
People like, he's going to direct now. Here he comes.
He was a producer, though, so he did win the Oscar because he was
like
a producer.
So best adaptation from a screenplay or whatever.
Okay, you got that right. Oh my God, you got 2 out of the 3. What's number 3?
Best like music or effects? Music.
No, it did get nominated for Best Original Score. Alexandre Desplat.
Best Original Song.
No, it won a Diane Warren song called Argo, parentheses, Away We Go. Argo, not just pretend.
Okay, what was the third?
Best editing.
Oh, I'm not going to get
Best editing.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about Argo?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's fine.
And here's the thing. I never plan to. Like, it's
you don't have to see it.
It's never been on my list, and I don't think it'll ever go on there. Argo is just like, I have no interest in that.
I know I saw Argo. You know what I saw, where I saw Argo? At the Ziegfeld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Argo at the Ziegfeld. I haven't seen many movies at the Ziegfeld. I saw Argo at the Ziegfeld. I saw the second best exotic Marigold Hotel at the Ziegfeld with you.
I was there, yeah. I remember.
What else have I seen at the
Ziegfeld? Didn't it close?
It's closed. Yeah, the Ziegfeld's over.
Right.
Never really over.
We'll always have our memories of Argo.
It's the Katy Perry song Never Really Over. It's about art house theaters in New York City that have shut down in the past few years.
Okay, can we go to the next call, please? This train of thought is dangerous.
Yes.
You've worked with some amazing filmmakers in your career. Working with Martin Scorsese, I mean, that must have been an absolute treat.
It's on the bucket list.
Hey, Lindsay Bobby. I just wanted to say that I'm worried for Lindsay if she goes to a Dunkin' Donuts in Massachusetts over Thanksgiving that she might get jumped by a bunch of Patriot fans for not knowing who Julian Edelman is, who played for the Patriots. My favorite piece of Julian Edelman gossip is that in 2016, I think? Yeah, that seems right. He went to the Met Gala with Adriana Lima, who had been sort of dating Mets pitcher Matt Harvey, who did not go to the Met Gala with her. And then Matt Harvey was so sad he went out all night and drank, and then he missed the baseball game the next day and got punished by the team. Cool. Great. Bye.
The moment she said my favorite piece of like football player goss, I was like, unplug. I don't need these headphones. I don't care about this. But that goss was actually hilarious.
That's good goss. I mean, this guy's also literally Jewish. Like, I should know who he is. But then again, here's the thing. You can be from Boston. If you don't live there, you do not get this information. Like, this information does not exist in my life. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not around it, you know? It's just...
Your mom's not a Pats fan?
No, my parents like watch and like sports, I think. I mean, I think they do. But it's just like, it's when you live in a city, you hear about the sports players on the team if you are surrounded by those people. And here, you don't really hear about any of that, which is great, honestly. I love New York.
In San Antonio, I knew who when I lived in San Antonio, I knew who the Spurs were. Like, if you were like, oh, like, Manu, I'd be like, oh yeah, the Spur guy. Oh, right. Tim Duncan. Right.
It is funny that in the spirit of Tom Brady and Giselle, this guy's dating Adriana Lima. Like, do these guys just like look, choose from a list, you know, essentially of like, yeah, top supermodels on Google, you know, them supermodels or something. So
I think that's what they do.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Like that, you're joking, but I know, they do.
I'm not.
Like, they literally go on like Bing.com and search hot ladies and they find their date for the night.
Bing.com.
Bing.com. Hot lady, hot New
lady,
York.
Hot lady models. Yeah, it's not
and
even...
And then they send their assistant like a printout of that Bing.com result.
Yeah, and then they
result.
Force them to move to Boston, which is truly the number one reason to not date a sports person who plays for a Boston team, is you might have to fucking move there. Okay. You hear that siren? That means it's time for the next call.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Hey, Lindsay. Hey, Bobby. I'm calling in regarding the mysterious Katy Perry apple cider vinegar spawn. Basically, the sitch is that, like, the company is owned by her family friend who she's known forever. And I guess, like, her and Orlando recently invested in the company. So it's not really technically spawn because it's, like, kind of, like, hers, basically. But apparently, like, she really, like, does fuck with this shit and drinks it, like, twice a day. So, anyway, that's all I have to say. Love you guys. Crunch, crunch. Women do belong in balloons. Bye.
So, I have very mixed feelings about this because I feel like, while, yes, this is legal and not, and obviously she didn't have to tag it spawn because she's not getting paid to do it, technically, it is fucked up that you are, if you see her do this, you're not, she doesn't have to say, oh, I invest in this company. Because that should be the same kind of disclosure that you give if you're getting paid by someone. You know, she has a vested financial interest in this company and its product that she's showing you how that she drinks every day. Yeah. Even if it's true that she drinks it every day. I mean, I guess Katy Perry and Blag apple cider vinegar, iconic Santa Barbara, like, legends.
I was trying to think of like a parallel, and it reminded me of celebrity alcohol brands, because it's like, oh, when George Clooney talks about Casamigos or Ryan Reynolds, this is probably better because Ryan Reynolds does more on social, but Ryan Reynolds talks about Aviator Gin, it's like we know that it's his company, but we kind of take for granted that we know that it's his company. I think Katy Perry might just assume that we know that she invests in it because she talked about it once.
But I also just feel like it's like Aviator promotes that it's Ryan Reynolds' gin brand. Blag has been around for a million years before Katy Perry, so they're not at her being like, Katy Perry's apple cider vinegar.
Well, now they are using her in more brand like videos and stuff she's friends with what's her name, the woman who pretended to be the daughter of the Brad guy, but really
friends
she's
with, because she's literally on the board of the company. It's not about being friends with anymore. It's like Katy Perry owns this company partially.
This is really so funny. So D-Listed did some research.
This is amazing research. How did we not find this?
The current owner of Bragg, or like the current face of Bragg's, as in like the person who represents the company and has the last name Bragg, is this person Patricia Bragg. And that's the one who Katy Perry befriended as at a young age because she was a family friend. Patricia Bragg, apparently, according to Katy Perry, paid for her first guitar when she was 13. And so you're like, Patricia Bragg's was the original Bragg's daughter. But then you're like, oh, wait, no, she's not. She was the original Bragg, Paul Bragg's daughter-in-law. So she was married to Paul Bragg's son for only a few years. But even after they got divorced, and again, this is D-Listed's research, thank you, she moved in with the old man Bragg.
Old man Bragg.
And then pretended to have a PhD in health science, pretended to have a bachelor's degree in biochemistry, and pretended to be a doctor of naturopathy. I don't even know what that is. And apparently, like, she never actually finished college and has none of those degrees that she claims she has. It says there's no known record of Patricia Bragg earning her PhD contrary to the labels on most Bragg's product. So it's like, I don't know, this woman might be a scammer, but she scammed her way into Katy Perry's hearts and wallet, and now Katy Perry owns Bragg, or is an investor in Bragg, along with Orlando Bloom, who's just in it because, I don't know, he's horny. I don't know,
he's just trying to keep his future wife happy. Yeah. And if she wants to drink vinegar, then she'll be drinking vinegar.
Did you see the video of him like chugging vinegar? He's pretty funny. The problem is Orlando Bloom's pretty funny.
It's one of those things where it's not like there's proven benefit, but there's also not anti-proven benefit, like I think with an apple cider vinegar. That,
no, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I think this is like the sweet spot for like a wellness category.
Yeah.
When there's nothing, there's no evidence that proves that it helps you, but there is plenty of evidence that proves that it does not harm you, you know?
Right. It does not do anything.
Yeah. You know? It doesn't hurt you at all.
You take from it what you take from it. Anyways, vinegar is useful. What are you sending me? Orlando Bloom chugging vinegar? It's honestly wild that we're at this point, that Orlando Bloom is...
It makes a good vinaigrette for a salad, please. Well,
vinegar is good. We're not talking all vinegar. Okay, so...
What's the thing that, like, Switchel sort of trying to be trendy these days? Like yeah, a vinegar drink?
There's other type of drinking vinegars that are, like, trying to come for their crown. That are supposed to be, like, oh, these actually taste good versus...
Yeah, because it's supposed to be, like, for people who don't want to drink alcohol, you can have, like, a fun, interesting, like... you know,
yes.
sort of sour cocktail with
right.
vinegar instead of alcohol, and it gives right. you the illusion of drinking something, whatever
you call
that.
That's fine by me.
No, fine by me. I love a vinegar. A shrub? We love a shrub.
Okay, let's like get to the question.
So should
please.
We do the Jessie Ware cookbook call again? We
no,
can.
I beg of you. I'm gonna.
No, we can do it again.
I want to delete it off this page.
Okay.
I can't believe you trolled me by answering it, even though I wrote, this is boring and stupid.
Mother's Day. It's American Mother's Day coming up. I know the UK has their own Mother's Day in March, but our Mother's Day is coming
and
up.
And we don't just celebrate, you know, biological mothers. We celebrate,
no.
you know, people who you could consider mother and those who are mother figures to you. Could be anyone.
If there's a mother in your life who you want to celebrate on Mother's Day, get them StoryWorth. My parents printed out extra keepsake books for them. So now I have one of their keepsake books in my coffee table.
Oh, I love
of
that.
Their stories, which were, I mean, they were meant for my nephews, but works for me. I like having those stories.
You can read
Everyone
those stories.
Loves these stories.
Any
the
good stories in there?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's a fascinating story. I found out, I don't want to reveal what it was, but I found out what my mom originally wanted to do when she grew up.
Which was what?
She wanted to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out. We love StoryWorth. It helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom, mother figure, ma, mother.
Capital M,
all
mother.
Mothers for years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. You can write the questions. You can choose pre-written questions. It's really as much you or your mother are willing to put in. StoryWorth makes it all a breeze. They just need to respond to that email, long or short. Doesn't matter how verbose your mother is. You get a copy of those responses as they're submitted. And then at the end of the year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you can share and revisit for generations to come. You can print a copy for yourself. You can print a copy for the grandkids. You can print a copy for your friends. Print as many copies as you want. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over a decade ago. So give all the mothers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/who. That's storyworth.com/who to save $10 on your first purchase.
Have you guys heard Jake Gyllenhaal pronounce his last name? Because I just did, and it's crazy. Crunch, crunch.
This is the best video I found of Jake Gyllenhaal. Excuse me, that's wrong, but you'll hear the right one in a second, pronouncing his name. It's from an interview during his promotion for Prince of Persia. Remember that?
Okay, yeah, this listen. Is like the Chrissy Teigen Tygen thing.
It's pronounced Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
It's very hard to spell as well, isn't it? How many L's?
There are three L's.
But where do they go in the word? Nobody knows.
His bit is pronouncing it differently everywhere.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even how you pronounce it. Jake Gyllenhaal's just like, every time I get asked this question, I'm going to make it up.
I think the real pronunciation is Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal.
Because Hall is H-A-A-A-H-A-A-L, right? That's how you pronounce that other places do. Because where is he from? What origin is the name?
It's Swedish.
Okay, so
it's Swedish,
right? So now we're. Gonna, I hope we get
that's
a Swedish,
what he said so, once. He's a little. He's just a little trickster, is what Jake Gyllenhaal is.
Yeah, you
so,
fucking love
caller,
him.
You heard him say Gyllenhaal, and mm-hmm. you may have been stoned when you heard it. Jake Gyllenhaal is a liar. He likes to have fun, mm-hmm. and you can say his name however you want to say his name.
So his father, who was raised as a Swedenborgian in the New Church, that's a Swedish. Church mm-hmm. is of Swedish and English descent and is descendant of the Swedish noble Gyllenhaal family. So there literally is a noble Swedish family of Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal is the surname of a Swedish noble family descendant from the cavalry lieutenant Niels Gunnarsson Hall, who was ennobled with a change of a surname, Gyllenhaal.
That he's descended from Swedish nobles reminds me of that tweet that I've been thinking about like for a couple of weeks that I think I sent to the Whodat chat, but it was like, every time I meet someone successful in New York, I'm like, oh wow, they worked hard to get where they are, and then I find out that their great grandfather invented the railroad or something.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, it's true. That's a great tweet. Like, you have to get the exact tweet.
Owned a railroad.
It was like, wait, hold on, I retweeted it.
But that's definitely a story where you're like, oh my god, look at this person. They have everything. They're so busy. They have such a good job. Like, oh my god, their apartment. And then you find out that their like father was the descendant of the Vanderbilts.
That's like living in any city. Hold on. Ugh.
Look at that child star. I wonder how they're famous. And it's like, oh, because they're literally a hawk.
Oh, I was like the bird. No, you mean Ethan. Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't.
What is Motherless Brooklyn?
What is Motherless Brooklyn?
Yeah, because I got the screener of it and I'm like, am I going to watch this baby?
It's an Edward Norton movie that is directed by him, written by him. It's adapted from a book. Here's what I got. It's adapted from a book and it's directed by and starring Edward Norton. And everyone like really is so horny for Edward Norton. I don't know. Are you?
No, because it's not 1999.
But like everyone's kind of like, he's back. Like, we love him. I'm like, do we? Okay, fine. Whatever. Like, do we? I don't know. And the point is that he is in it and Alec Baldwin's in it. And it's about it's like 19 somethings New York.
It's set in the, let's just assume the 20s. I have no idea.
Let's just assume the 20s.
What else were you going to find out about Gyllenhaal?
That's literally all I got.
Then I guess we're done. I wonder if Motherless Brooklyn is any good.
I don't even know how we got to Motherless Brooklyn.
Because you mentioned Ethan Hawke, and I thought Ethan Hawke was in this, but maybe he's not. Isn't he in this? Motherless Brooklyn? Or are they just friends?
I don't think he's in it.
Oh, it's Willem Dafoe, Bruce Willis, Edward Norton. Okay. Whatever. It's 1950s. Okay, we're done.
Got it.
Hey, Lindsay and Bobby. This is Lynn from Oklahoma. Long time. I am interested in what you guys have to say about two kind of feuding girlfriends of them who are themselves who. So I'm talking about FKA Twigs and Mia Goth. They have respectively dated Robert Pattinson and Shia LaBeouf. So FKA Twigs was with Robert Pattinson for a long time. She's like a really cool experimental musician. And then, so it goes, Robert Pattinson met Mia Goth, who was dating Shia LaBeouf, on the set of High Life, which is a weird sci-fi movie. And so he ended up with her. And then FKA Twigs was like, okay, then I'm just going to date Shia LaBeouf. So it's like a weird couple swap thing where they just traded partners. But on Twig's new album, Magdalene, which is really sick, you should listen to it, she says something like, never seen a girl like me in a sci-fi, which I assume is a reference to Mia Goth and them meeting on the set of a sci-fi movie and how she's, you know, now playing second fiddle to this other girl. I don't know. I think it's really interesting that we have some who drama in relation to some weird artsy them hipster bros. So I'd love to know your thoughts. Thanks. I'm so lucky to be with you, keeping me from the shadow. Crunch.
Good call.
Great singing. I knew part of this. I think FK and Shia are still together too, but
I think
Pattinson
so too.
And Mia Goth are not together.
Yeah.
I think that maybe they hooked up, but they definitely did a movie together, and that's why
that's why
people were like, oh, they're dating, because they're.
Did you see High Life?
I saw most of it.
It's good. I liked High Life.
It's intense.
It's intense. It's wild.
Yeah.
So The I found the actual lyrics that the caller was referencing.
Yeah.
But so it's, I've never seen a hero like me in a sci-fi.
No, but me, but also it doesn't matter because I don't think Twigs has seen High Life.
Oh, she's not gonna watch High Life. Yeah. You're right. But the thing that does make me believe that that is a reference to Mia Goth is whenever on Genius, FK Twigs, because you know sometimes artists annotate the lyrics themselves and they're like legit, you know. Yeah. FKA actually did annotate them, and she said that this was written, quote, when my life was very chaotic. It felt like I was just holding on by a thread.
I wonder if Shia and Mia are like legally divorced yet, or yet they're just like separated. Do you know what I mean? Because
I read a Radar story, and I think the Radar story specifically said, LaBeouf's on The Blast. LaBeouf's ref confirmed their divorce at The Blast, stating the separation is amicable and all the details pertaining to the divorce proceedings will remain private. So like, if it happened, it's already happened, and like, we don't know about it. Yeah. And if it hasn't happened yet, it's imminent. So they are definitely going to be divorced soon, or they already are officially divorced.
And FK Twigs is in Honey Boy, so I wonder if after that promo for that movie ends, they will also end their relationship.
Did you see Honey Boy?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Like, I wouldn't say it was like fantastic, but I thought it was really interesting.
Love Shia.
I fucking love Shia LaBeouf. Oof.
I love Robert.
He is like so hot right now. Like, not like hot right now, like hunky, sexy.
He's hot right now.
He's like a brick.
He's hot right now.
Right now,
he's extremely hot. It just happens to be right now.
His look right now is like, oh my, where did you come from? You know?
The Disney Channel.
Ugh. And he's just like so hunky. Robert looks good too right now. Did you see The Lighthouse? I hear he fucks a mermaid in it.
No, I gotta see The Lighthouse. I really wanna see it. I really wanna see it.
Seems like you would like it. And
It's the Vivitch guy, right?
Yeah, the Vitch. The Vivitch guy.
Yeah, and I like a gimmick. I love a square frame.
Do you love black and white?
We stand a gimmick. We stand black and white, unless it's the artist.
So yeah, it's fun. It's not surprising that these two traded / it's so mean to say. That's so terrible to say. That these two dated exes. They dated each other's exes because, you know, they both give off the same dynamic. Gotta say.
Yeah, and they're both in the same types of things.
Yeah.
So it really shouldn't surprise us that they swapped.
I continue to be amazed too, and this is just like my own whatever, that Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart are like doing press for movies at the same time, and they're getting in the same like I was watching all the actors on actors, and they're both like doing actors on actors. Like, what if they did one for each other? I just love that these people have to circle each other forever, essentially, is crazy to me. Like, that these two are successful enough to be doing the same types of movies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have similar taste almost at this point in terms of movies, aside from her Charlie's Angels, but he's going to be Batman. So, like, his Batman is her Charlie's Angels in a way, although I'm sure it'll be more successful. That they have to circle each other for the rest of their lives.
Speaking of, I love that Elizabeth Banks is like,
I know.
How dare no one love Charlie's Angels? I love this Daily Mail headline that she got. Elizabeth Banks exclusive, : star defiantly insists that, quote, everyone who saw Charlie's Angels loved it. She blames the reboot's box office flop on poor marketing.
Don't blame anything on anything. Like, if no one's everyone see your who movie, saw it loved it anyone.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
First of all, everyone who sees the movie loves the movie. I think we had a problem with just like no one knew it was out.
First of all, anyone who saw the movie and then talked to me directly after said that they loved it.
All of my friends, when they saw Charlie's Angels at my house for free in my screening room that I made them come to, they were like, Elizabeth, this is amazing. Can we please leave?
But now can we leave? Actually, we have to go. I have to go.
Although I sort of regret not buying a ticket to LA and seeing Charlie's Angels at a theater like opening day, because you know that she was just like walking around in a trench coat and sunglasses. Like, so what'd you think? It's me from CinemaScore. What did you think? Are you Elizabeth? No, I'm not Elizabeth Banks. What did you think?
It's so hard for me because it's like, I want like this female cast, like, action movie to, like, win. But I also do not want Elizabeth Banks, like, doing a basically ridiculous sequel to win. You know, like, it yeah. is essentially, if it wasn't, like, Charlie's Angels, like, a woman empowered movie, it has all of the elements of something I'm not into, which is like a sequel for no reason, a like essentially like a reboot 10 years later uh-huh. for no reason, and like action, like stupid silly action, like action with nothing, no depth, and Elizabeth Banks, who's just like a pain in the ass.
Also a reliance, Elizabeth Banks, a pain in the ass. Also a reliance on old IP instead of just like thinking of something new. Like, I don't care if it's all women, like think of a new way to make all women have an action, like new women have an action movie. Like, why do we need Charlie's Angels still?
Well, like,
who cares about Charlie's Angels? Just make yeah. an action movie starring Kristen Stewart and I'm in. Let right, Elizabeth like Banks write and direct Stewart it. I don't care.
As who was that? What was that Charlize Theron Neon Bombshell or whatever that was called? What was it called? Not Neon Bombshell. Who was that that gay action movie that Charlize Theron was in? It was like
Atomic Blood.
Atomic Blood. What did I say? Neon Bombshell.
Neon Bombshell.
That's close.
That was honestly, close.
That's not that far. I'm sorry.
Neon Bombshell, but like, could easily be the name of something.
But like Atomic Blonde, I guess that was probably based off a comic book or whatever. It felt like it was super original. It was super yeah. original. So why can't Kristen Stewart get those? Like, let's give her those types of exciting
well, she's
action
going, we
films.
Have, we talked about it. She's going underwater. I can't wait until she's underwater.
She's like, bye-bye, and the submarine, like, sinks. I'm excited.
God, I love, oh my God, I didn't know about underwater until recently. Now all I can think about is underwater. I gotta see Kristen Stewart underwater.
What's it called?
It's called Underwater.
No, it's not.
It's called Underwater.
So when I say to people, I can't wait to see Kristen Stewart underwater, it's accurate?
Yes.
Oh, sick. Okay, I'm gonna start saying that.
It comes out January 10th, which means it's probably okay. terrible.
Okay.
The tagline, 7 miles below the ocean surface, something has awakened. And then you see Kristen Stewart's face and she's like,
you know what's so funny? We what? Love things that are underwater.
Like we broadly or just the two of us?
No, we're people. We're told like, oh, we don't even know what's down there. We've only been like halfway. And we're like, what? You know? Yeah. And so we're just fascinated.
When a scientist or like someone in your fifth grade class is like, we know more about the surface of the moon than we know the bottom of the sea. And you're like.
So it's great that we're making, you know, we have made them before. I mean, wasn't Sphere about underwater? Sphere.
Didn't Sphere they go? Was about underwater.
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
There was yeah. like an alien. Underwater. There was an alien sphere underwater. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And, and then Queen Latifah got killed by jellyfish.
Right. Because they went too deep.
They went. You can't go too deep. Plus, Sharon Stone was there. If you're going to go underwater, you better not bring Sharon Stone with you because that's bad luck. That's
what
bad
if she
luck.
Showed up in underwater? You'd be like, no.
Be like, oh, God, they're all dead.
Okay. Sorry. I got distracted by thinking about what could possibly be underwater.
It is really funny that everyone's like, we don't know what's at the bottom of the trench, and then leave the room. Like every scientist is like, we don't know.
Yeah. No, they don't know. They don't know.
Well, they do know that the fish at the bottom of the trench, there's plastic in the fish, and everyone's like, no,
okay,
the plastic
no,
is at the bottom of the
about
trench.
Scary fish that are not dealing with our plastic.
Oh, like the scary fish that adapted to having no light.
Yes.
And they're
and
scary.
And they love plastic. They're like, yum, yum, yum. We love plastic. Feed us plastic. You know, and it's like they're going to eat us because they love plastic.
Over the past half century, microplastics have gone from who to them at the bottom of the trench, baby.
Okay.
Some scary fish is like, microplastic them.
That's the worst thing you've ever said. Do you think Kristen Stewart will make it to the end of Underwater? Like to the end of the movie alive?
Yes. Yes, I think a whole lot of other people will die, but I think she's going to survive.
She makes it. You know when you start watching a movie and you're like, they'll die, they'll die, they'll die, they'll die, they'll die, they'll definitely die. The person might live.
Well, remember what? Did you ever see The Meg?
No, I never saw The Meg.
I was watching The Meg.
The Meg was the fish.
Yeah, The Meg's the fish. I was watching The Meg and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see how they kill off Ruby Rose. Guess what? She lives the whole time.
That's shocking.
She never dies.
See, that's
shocking.
The
whole movie, you're like, she's about to die. She's about to die. She's like, she reads and is introduced and is written like the character who is like the Sufi dopey scientist who gets killed halfway through.
But then shout out to Ruby Rose for surviving The Meg.
I wonder if it was her, if she was like, I refuse to do this if you kill me. And they had to rewrite the whole thing.
And then she threw a french fry in their face.
I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option. And you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
Hey guys, why are all these who's trying to get me to text them on Twitter? This is fake, right? Even though they all think that it's like, they're all like, it's not fake, just text me, but like, it is fake, but like, also, what is that? Why?
Do not give your phone number to celebrities for two reasons.
Lindsay, why?
Your phone number is, don't you know, your phone number is like very bad. If you give out your phone number to a lot of people, it's bad for security because of the way that security works now. If somebody has your phone number, it can be very bad, like someone, the wrong person, even just the number, okay?
Just like it's...
Look it up. I'm not going to explain it. Okay, two, the reason why celebrities are asking for your phone number is because there's this new like startup that I think is invested in by like Ashton Kutcher, et cetera.
Ashton Kutcher, yeah.
Which means it's bad, but that's not the point. The point is what they're trying to do, which is actually kind of genius, but I hate it, is that when Instagram like goes away or changes or anything, like when these platforms change, Instagram has control of like their fan bases, essentially, like their audiences, right? And so if Instagram were to disappear, how would they connect with their fan bases? Oh, why don't you get their phone numbers now, starting now, so that eventually if that ever happens, you have their phone numbers, right? Almost like collecting emails for like a newsletter and then reusing the emails for something else. That is what this company is doing in the promise that like they'll occasionally text people back. That's like the strategy of the startup. But what they want very maliciously is your phone number so that when Instagram goes away, TK, who knows that they'll have your phone numbers.
Yeah.
I wanted to say TBD, but I said TK like in journalism.
So you're telling me you've never texted a celebrity using this?
No, do not give the celebrities your phone number. They don't want to text you. They don't.
No. And they'll show videos. It's like it's all using this app called Community. They'll show videos of them like responding to some, but they're getting thousands and thousands of texts. You're not going to get a real response from Ashton Kutcher. And also, why would you want one? He doesn't know you. He doesn't care.
Oh yeah, you don't want to text celebrities. This is
text us. If you ever get the impulse to text a celebrity, text us instead, because we'll probably give a better response. Not that
we
respond to every text.
And we won't sell your phone number, okay?
No.
We just might text you back, which is like even worse. You know, Tinashe asked for people's numbers. I'm not giving my number to Tinashe.
Wait, did her new music come out today?
Yeah, and it's like top of the charts. Songs for you.
Which charts?
The iTunes Digital.
iTunes Digital?
iTunes Digital.
I don't believe that it's top of the charts. Did Popcrave say
it's
so?
Top of the,
unless
top,
Popcrave said so, I don't believe it.
It is top of a chart.
It's a top of a chart.
It's a top of a chart.
Hold on. Daily Top 100. Okay, let's see.
Oh my God, she has a full album on here. I can't wait to hear this.
Daily Top 100.
Oh, it has so many tracks.
Tinashe is not in the top 10 of Daily Top 100 on Global. Let's see if she's on US.
What about US, though? No one's heard of her outside the United States.
I'm looking at US. I'm looking at US. I'm also looking at the Spotify charts. Top 50 USA. Tinashe is
I'm looking
not
at
there.
Pop Crave Music to see.
Mm-hmm. Where do they get their numbers?
I don't care, but if they say it's number one, then it's number one.
Where does it say that she's number one? Because I don't see it anywhere.
I'll find the tweet, but if it says she's number one, she's number one. I think I think Who Weekly retweeted it.
I'm just like, I'm looking at the top everything, and I'm seeing Lil Baby, I'm seeing Travis Scott, I'm seeing Da Baby, I'm seeing Billie Eilish, I'm seeing Tory Lanez, I'm seeing Arizona Zervas, I'm seeing Juice WRLD, and I'm not seeing Tinashe.
It's number one, though. It's number one.
I don't know what to tell you. It's number one.
It's number one. I don't know what to tell you, but it's literally number one. Okay. 7 hours ago, it entered the top three on U.S. iTunes albums.
Well, it's currently 7 hours later, and it's nowhere.
Okay. Well, maybe it went
away. She released a full album?
Yes.
Tinashe.
These are songs for me. Songs for you. Songs for me.
Okay, well, that's nice. So everyone listen to Tinashe. Stream Tinashe today. We want to make her win.
Pop Crave just tweeted, what's your favorite track from Tinashe's new album, Songs for You? Pop Crave is like, I will not let this flop. Meanwhile.
Good. Everyone, listen to Tinashe's Songs for You. Get her on the top of a chart, please. Next call.
Hi, Weekly. Long time, long time. So Ray J left his wife and his kid and their unborn child in Vegas or something, like he abandoned them. And then she commented on his Instagram, like, boy, bye. But I guess they've broken up like 100 times. But then I clicked a link of their gender reveal, and Ray J like flies in a helicopter to reveal that they're having a boy, which I just think is really aggressive. So I don't know if you want to touch on that. Thanks. Good form, Bellathorn.
I like thanking us in advance.
Thanks. This is great. This is a great story.
So I don't know if I thought we talked about it on Who Dat, didn't we? Where Ray
we
J did
we
the gender reveal.
About how he flew the helicopter and the blue and poopy like, came out of the butt of the helicopter.
Blue poopy.
And covered Los Angeles or California in much needed blue shit. Because mm-hmm. California needs to be covered in more blue shit, apparently.
Thing you need to remember about Ray J is that he's like by far the most successful Norwood. He's incredibly
he's only one other Norwood.
Yeah, I know by far.
Ray J posted a picture of, he said, thank you BET, Soul Train Awards, Princess Love, whatever. Ray J captioned the post with his daughter and his daughter Melody and his girlfriend or wife. Yes, wife, princess love. And she commented, she commented on his post, left me and Melody stranded in Vegas and blocked me from calling. Now you want to post family photos? It's not funny, but it also is crazy.
No, and, but you left out the best part. Hashtag bye ugly.
And then people were like, what is going on here? And also, can't you get home? Like, can you figure out how to get home? And then she had to respond to that, which was even funnier. She said, yes, I can fly home. I have my own money, but my car is here and I don't want to drive back with my daughter because I'm over 8 months pregnant. I don't even want to stop for gas or go into labor with all of this human trafficking going on. So that made perfect sense. Like, that is like unbelievably rational thinking until the human trafficking part. Which is very, very galaxy brain Britney Spears.
Which
tweet.
Is very serious. And yes, like these sorts of things happen, but that's such a strange way to explain why you're abandoned in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very rich. Yes, I can leave this, but my car is here and there I might get human trafficked.
Yes. Right, like that just takes it a
step.
Are you
kidding? If I were rich, I'd be like, give me a room in the Aria. Like, I'll be here for a week.
Well, it sucks. She is pregnant. She's pregnant and has a 1-year-old. Like, that does suck that he left her there, whatever the reason is.
Of course it sucks.
Apparently, these two fight a lot. And then the even more weird part is that Ray J blocked his wife on Instagram, which is like, blocking your wife does not legally, you can't just block your wife and she'll stop annoying you, you know? Like, that is not...
You should know that blocking your wife is only going to make things worse for you and for everyone.
Yeah, don't block your wife.
And so Princess posted a screenshot of what his profile looks for her, which means that he blocked her. And she said, somebody tell Scooty Boy that he's only hurting himself. Crying, laughing, crying, laughing, crying, laughing. This is so funny to me. Honestly, it's so funny to me too. And the thing is, like, they're going to reconcile and everything's going to be fine.
Of course.
This is how their relationship
works. She's literally about to give birth.
We all know people whose relationships are, like, centered on conflict. Relationships, people who fight all the time.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about.
Everyone knows people who fight all the time.
Yes.
They're this couple, and then they're gonna be fine, and then they're gonna do another like insane helicopter stunt and like have poopy all over Los Angeles.
But it's like she literally has their 1-year-old and she's 8 months pregnant. Yeah. Like there's no
way. That's true. She can't. She really shouldn't be flying. That's true. She
but
should
apparently
not be flying.
Like it's just.
And it wouldn't surprise me if Ray J didn't know that, and Ray J was like, "Just drive or fly," and she's like, "Babe, I'm literally 8 months pregnant. I should not be doing any of this."
Right. Like. Oh, yeah, maybe he was like, I'm going to fly back. And she was like, I have to drive. We have to drive because, like, I can't fly or something like that.
It wouldn't surprise me if he did not know the particulars of, like, travel precautions when you are that pregnant.
What's the date right now? She tweeted yesterday at 10 a.m. Time to let go. ..
Well, now people are like, they're going to break up. And it's like, they're not going to break up. Once she gives birth, like, everything's going to be fine.
I just don't want her to get human trafficked.
God.
Right?
It feels insensitive to be making fun of that, but that's just like, that is like...
We're not making fun of human trafficking. We're making fun of the fact that like, that was where she went with that.
She's like, I can't drive because I don't want to get like...
There's so many worse things that could happen to you in Vegas, you know?
I mean, literally just a car accident.
Right.
A car more, accident is much more,
more likely. Right. That are more likely for you to... Yeah. Meanwhile, Brandy's nominated for a Grammy. Congratulations to Brandy.
Should we play a bit of that song here?
I don't...
Does it matter?
It's nominated for like a best R&B song. And I think it's a song with Brandy and hold on.
Daniel Caesar.
Yeah, it's Brandy and Daniel Caesar. It's Brandy and Daniel Caesar. Why you got my number? Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could fall upon me. To chill, always type, I'll keep it real. Only till you've had your fill, then you wanna cry ill will. Really thought you know the deal. Oh. Hey, Who Weekly, a long time listener, first time caller. I just got off work. I'm a nurse, I just worked 12 hours. I'm really tired, but I am now sitting on my couch. And I'm just wondering, what are the, in respect to the organs of the body, what organs are whose? Like, obviously, heart, the lungs, the brain are them. But like, the intestines, more specifically, the large and small, I'd say as all together, they are a them, but separately, maybe whose. Also, the pancreas, maybe whose to some, but them to diabetics. So, yeah, just would like to get your input. I'm just thinking. As you can tell, I'm exhausted. So just let me know what you think. Can't wait to hear. All right. Got a lot of crunch, crunch. Bye.
I love that this person spent all day saving lives.
Yeah.
This nurse calls in after working for 12 hours and is like, here's how I'm going to spend my extremely precious alone time. I'm going to call Who Weekly and ask what are the who's and them's of organs. I'm so flattered. I've never been more flattered.
I don't know if this makes me more confident in like the medical care system or less confident.
Oh, it makes me so much more confident. All it does is make me confident.
I mean,
nurses are the best.
I'm just desperate for you to get some sleep because this phone call is depleting you.
please get some sleep. If immediately after listening to this answer, go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
The funny thing about organs is whenever you is I've done this before.
I'm sorry. What's the funny thing about organs?
It's weren't we talking about someone recently said in like a Goop thing or something that like the skin is your largest organ, and it was like that. I think we put it in the Patreon. Gwyneth's
Everyone who says that to me, I'm like, shut up, bitch. Like, I hate that. That's my least favorite fact. Like, the skin is the biggest organ. Like, shut the fuck up. Can I say how I categorize organs, though?
Yes.
If you can steal it and give it to someone and it's worth money, then it's an organ. How do you feel
like
about that?
Like, on the black market?
Yes.
So you like can't steal a skin. Unless you're Buffalo Bill, you can steal a skin.
If I wake up on ice, like in a bathtub in Vegas, and my husband's left me and my... he left me because he wanted to take the train, but I wanted to take the car, and he was like, bye, and he left me. And I wake up, and I'm like, have I been human trafficked? And then I'm like, no, I haven't been human trafficked. And then I'm like, is any of my organs missing? Only if it's an organ.
And there's like a hole. You've got like a gauze patch.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, they took one of my.
They took an organ.
An organ. That would be defined as.
Or multiple organs. So yeah. I'm going through. Apparently there are 79, but even that's like debatable because no one wants to. No one. Well, it's not like we don't know what's in there. It's like no one can agree, or at least in the research that I've done.
Yeah. It's not like the ocean. We know what's in there
in the body, but it's like, what is actually referred to as an organ? Is it just these like 12 things? Is it these 79? Is it these 100 things?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
But of the main ones, let's look at the main ones.
Are
which
we really
are on
looking
this.
At a list of organs right now?
I'm looking at a list of organs that are on this Wikipedia. So the Wikipedia is organ_anatomy. So I guess not the piano, the grand piano.
Okay.
You know, my mom can play the pipe organ.
Okay. Can you? No, I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Internal organs. Let's start from the top of this one weird graphic we have. Brain, them. Right?
Brain is a them, yeah.
Yeah. Pharynx, I think a who. Pharynx and larynx, I don't know the difference, so I'm going to say that they're who's, right?
Pharynx and larynx? That's an organ?
According to
this
Wikipedia.
Are you going to name 50 now organs?
No, I'm only going to name, it looks like there's under 20 on this list.
Okay, fine.
Pharynx and larynx, can we agree that they're who's?
Yes.
Lymph nodes, I would call them's maybe.
No,
really?
Who's? Yeah, because no one knows that lymph nodes are organs. Everyone's just like, my lymph nodes. Like, I don't think anyone, yeah.
But I feel like there are certain cancers a lot where it's like, oh, it's spread to the lymph nodes.
Okay, this is, okay, yeah.
Let's say they're who, no, they're who's. They're who's. Okay. Because there's one in the neck and there's one in the pit. And so it's like, which one are you talking about?
I'm keeping my standards high because they're all,
no one's stealing a lymph node.
No.
I don't even know what it does.
No one's going to steal your lymph node.
Wow, I cannot believe that your definition is actually going to work.
It's correct. It's 100% correct. And I thought about it for 1 minute.
Heart.
100%. Them. That's the themiest organ you got.
Arteries.
Although,
arteries.
Stealing a heart would be rough.
You'd be dead.
Because, yeah.
No, but they could still steal it.
Sure.
You would just be dead afterwards.
It's definitely happened on The Resident, so it's true. Okay.
The brain definitely can be stolen, but
you'd
be dead. Okay.
But you can still steal it. Okay, go ahead.
It says this one does an umbrella term, just arteries and muscles.
Nope. No. Who's? All of them.
They're...
Name one.
Arteries and muscles, because it's like, which one are you talking about? Yeah.
Name them. Who?
Okay. Liver.
Them. I mean, that's a them, for sure.
Gallbladder, them.
Them, for
sure. I don't know what the gallbladder does, but I know it can have stones, and that's not good.
Uh-huh.
Kidneys, them.
Them, for sure. You could definitely sell and steal kidneys.
This just says skeleton. Skeleton is organ? I'm skeleton. Can you steal bones?
You definitely can steal bones, not, but like, after you're dead. The point is
the skeleton a who or a them, though?
It's a who organ, but it's a them
system. Heart. I love this. I love this call. We haven't done a call like this in a long time.
This is like when we start to lose the show.
Intestines?
Thems, I think.
Thems.
Small and large. Because I know them. They're two, small and large.
Yeah. Intestines are so gross. What movie were we watching recently where like, they're just kept being
Scream.
Like intestines. Scream. Yes.
Every time somebody died, their intestines were like out there. It was like the guy knew one. The guy had one prop, intestine prop, and he was like, shove it in.
They got the best intestines guy in Hollywood, and he was like working hard. Okay. Lungs, them. You can steal a lung.
Oh, for sure, them.
Spleen, I think you can steal one.
You can. I don't know who wants a spleen, but sure.
Should we call it a who? Because I don't really know what a spleen does,
I mean,
or why you would want
one. What's the value of a spleen on a black market? I bet it's not high.
God, like, yeah, how much can I get for this spleen on StubHub?
Right. Like, okay. And do I have enough spleens to lose one and stay alive? Who knows?
You only have one spleen, but I don't really know what the spleen does.
Okay.
So bone marrow.
What? Who? That's a bone them? Marrow. That's an organ?
I don't know. Lindsay, there's a Wikipedia thing
okay,
that says
fine.
Internal
it's
organs.
It's a who.
And it says many of the internal organs of the human body. There are 79. I'm not going to go through 79. I'm just going to use this friendly little illustration.
Okay.
We're only a few left. Stomach. Them.
The stomach. Is an organ? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, sure. Okay, fine.
You could steal a stomach.
Why?
I feel like if I were tasked in a sort of Saw situation where they were like, you got to go steal that stomach out of someone. Like, I would know what I'm doing. I could dig in there and know which one is the stomach and pull it out. Like, if you were like, go get the spleen, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to get the spleen.
You would not know how to do any of this. Who
No,
are
but
you
I
kidding?
Know, like, if I sliced open someone's body, I would
what
be like,
you
oh, that's the
saying?
Stomach. You're, I'm using your metaphor. Like, if I were told, like, I'm going to kill your family unless you go get me a spleen, I'd be like, I guess my family's going to die. But if you were like, I'm going to kill your family unless you get me a stomach, I'd be like, I got it. I can go do this.
Okay, but here's the difference between my analogy and yours. You're equating them. And mine is very different than yours. Mine is theoretical. Yours is if I was going to go murder someone and find their stomach.
Not even murder.
Okay. Stomach, we know because of stomach stapling, all the stuff that people do to reroute their
stomach.
That's
why we know what a stomach is?
Yeah.
Because people staple it? How about we use it every day? Well, we guess we use all the organs every day.
I'm just saying, as an organ, I can...
Do you think there are organs that take a day off?
Okay, can you just keep going, please?
Pancreas. The caller brought this up.
Pancreas.
Who are them?
I think it's a them, for sure.
I think it's a them, too.
Yeah.
And
where
then the last
is it,
one
though?
On this list,
where is it, though?
I don't know. It's near the... It's near the stomach.
It is?
I'm going to call it a who. I'm calling it a who because I don't know what... I know it has to do with, like, insulin.
Wait, you're calling a pancreas a who?
I don't know what it does or where it is or what it looks like.
I don't want to call any of these organs a who and then I somehow get injured in one of these organs. And it's like, don't... Bitch, now you know
think an organ? You think organs hold a grudge and listen to Who Weekly? I'm sorry.
Mine do.
Catch me
right
out here.
Now.
If an organ... I will be nervous if an organ leaves a review on the Apple iTunes where it's like... You know what? I love the podcast until Lindsay dragged me, like, sincerely, a pancreas.
I just want to say to my organs who are listening to this, because they're in my body and I still have all of them as of yet, please do not be offended. My opinions about organs do not reflect on
me talking
on
to my organs. It's not a value judgment.
It's
organs. I
it's
love you
not
all.
Not a value judgment. I can't wait
you
to
all
like
work together so brilliantly. I love you so much. Okay, last one on this list. Urinary bladder. So I guess just like bladder.
Just bladder. Definitely of them.
Yeah.
Sure. Bladder?
Bladder's way down there. Yeah. You know what I recently saw on a Reddit thread? Every mammal takes 20 seconds to pee.
What does that mean?
Like regardless of the size of the bladder, it takes a mammal about 20 seconds to pee.
Like the release is...
Like a full...
The
like
release
if you have
is
a full
regulated?
Bladder. Yes. If a mammal's bladder is pretty much full... A normal pee should take about 20 seconds. Isn't that interesting? No matter the size, like an elephant or a human or whatever, it takes them 20 seconds.
That's amazing.
I mean, who knows if that's true? I just saw a Reddit thread and was like, huh, and then didn't actually click the article, but like, whatever. It was like a fun fact.
It's a great fact.
Next call about Regis Philbin. unless I cut out the Regis Philbin. In which case, you're going to have to listen to the Patreon to listen to Regis Philbin really teasing
the
Patreon.
Worst.
If you want Regis Philbin content, you're going to have to pay $5 a month. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Who's There. It was a great one, gotta say. We definitely didn't record for over 2 hours and save so much of it for the Patreon episode. But we'll see a lot of you tonight in New Jersey. We'll see a lot more of you tomorrow in Brooklyn. We can't wait. We love doing live shows so, so, so much. And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. What else can you do? I don't know. Listen to Tinashe's new album. Leave Tinashe some
songs
iTunes reviews
for us.
This time, right?
They're actually for me and Bobby, the songs.
You know what you do? Don't review our podcast this week. This week, save your views for Tinashe because she deserves them.
Wait, no. Review our...
Review both of them?
Sure, but do
review
both
of them. don't ignore us. But
busy?
Also, give Tinashe some love because she deserves it. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
To be famous.
No, my brain broke. Who is Chloe? Who is Grace? Who is Chloe Dang? Who is Grace Dang? Open up that box.